welcome to Top Realtors of Atlanta, sponsored by Commercial Capital Limited, offering private money and SBA loans for commercial and business owners nationwide, and the Tyfair Commercial Group with four locations and growing in Duluth, Woodstock, Athens, and Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, Brian Peart, the president of Commercial Capital Limited. We're excited to introduce you to some of Atlanta's top realtors. On every episode, I'll be joined by some of the top realtors in our area to discuss the real estate landscape and the latest news and trends within the industry. Today, we have two residential realtors with us, Keely McNeil and Majeli Then. Did I say that right?
Yes, Then? You did.
There you go. All right, Keely, why don't we start with you? Tell us about yourself.
Okay. This is always a hard question. I am 26 years old. I'm a residential real estate agent out of Gwinnett County. My office is in Buford, right behind the Mall of Georgia. My office is Remax Legends. I have an amazing broker, Larissa. She is awesome. I've been in this area for, I guess, a little over a year now. I'm actually from Florida, where I started my real estate career. And I'm a mother to a little boy. Mm. And I am getting married to a Gwinnett County firefighter. So we love Gwinnett. It's home.
Oh, that's great. Why did you choose a career in real estate?
I love people. I think I had all these dreams of going into different industries. And then when I got my license and realized how much I was actually really helping people, and I was able to create like amazing lifelong relationships with my clients, I just fell in love with it. It was like I became family to everybody. And I love that. I just love people.
That's great. That's great. You can tell. Majeli, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Majeli. Well, my nickname is Mel. It's a lot easier for people to say that, right? I'm with Keller Williams Realty, the Sugarloaf office. I have amazing team leaders, Dominic and Chad. I started real estate back in New York 5 years ago, and then I came to Georgia 3 years ago. I started doing new construction with Berkshire Hathaway, and then I transferred to Keller Williams, and that's actually been the best decision I ever made.
Wow, great. So how's the residential real estate market now?
So the residential real estate market, it's actually the second best selling market in the history of the United States. And actually, it's really good right now for sellers, especially where they're selling their homes and getting a lot of equity out of it. So it's pretty good right now.
Awesome. So do you see any challenges for the seller?
Well, I would say the only challenges right now for the sellers is when they get multiple offers, which it could be a challenge because they're reviewing tons of offers, 20, 30. So that could be a little bit overwhelming. It's a good stress. That's what I call it, right? So as much as they want to give the opportunity to, everyone, there's only one people that need to be chosen. So that would be like the only challenge.
And obviously you help them.
Oh, yes,
sort through
I
that.
Do. Yes.
Sure. So back to you, Keely. What makes you different from other realtors?
I love this question. I think it's important because there's so many of us, right? Like everybody knows 20 real estate agents. It's just inevitable. It's like everywhere. But I feel like a lot of real estate agents, I don't want to say they're not good at networking, but I don't think they see the value in like networking with other agents. And I think sometimes they shut other agents out and they say, I'm just going to be all about my clients. And then they miss the opportunity to, find out about a new listing or working with somebody else's seller. And so I really hone in on like networking, not just with people that I can help in real estate, but also my peers. And I love that. So that's probably, I feel like that makes me a little bit different. I think some agents just don't feel like that's as important. And then just the fact that for me it's all about relationships, and I just love people, and what's important is them. And so if something falls through, we keep going. And I like to say we're counselors too, so I'm also a therapist. So
there you go.
If you need a therapist, I can do that.
Can I just add something to that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I always tell people that my job is real estate, but my business is building relationships.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
Very good. So now we talked about sellers there for a minute. How about buyers? Keely, what's the number one tip for anyone looking to buy a home in this market?
I would say to not give up is the first one. I coach my buyer clients right now to be patient and to be aggressive and to stick to a budget. I think right now it's really easy to get emotional when you've, missed out on 5-6 houses and you're on that 7th one and you're like, okay, I think we need to offer $100,000 over. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. So I think it's definitely important to have an agent by your side that can, separate the emotions from reality and make sure that you don't go crazy and then get stuck in a situation situation where, you know, you're in a house that you can't afford, or, you know, you're just not happy with. So, yeah, I guess I would say be patient, don't give up, and find an agent that is going to be your friend and really hold your hand and motivate you as you look for a house.
So, Mel, what challenges do you see for the buyers?
For the buyers, the challenges that I'm seeing right now, it's, you know, basically submitting a really good offer. And like what she said, you know, you have to be careful when you're submitting this over asking price, you know, offers, if that's something that you can do. I always tell my buyers, listen, it all depends how much you like the house. And at the end of the day, if you can do this, then, you know, just go for it. However, make sure that's the right decision that you're making, because you can get a little bit emotional, mm-hmm. And then come to find out that maybe that was not the right decision to make. That's one of them. And competing with like 20, 30 other offers. So we have to be very strong when we submit our offer. So that's really like a really big challenge for them. The appraisal gap, submitting $40,000,
$50,000. The appraisal gap, you said?
Yes, the appraisal gap, meaning there's a list price on the house, mm-hmm. let's say $300,000.
Right.
If you want to get a foot in the door, you have to submit a really strong offer, something about $40,000, $30,000 above list price. So there's
still
an appraisal gap saying, hey, listen, you listed your house at $300,000, but I'm going to give you $350,000. However, if the appraisal comes back at $300,000, I'm going to put the difference, which is $50,000 difference, right? Gap uh-huh. difference. So that's actually a little bit of a challenge, because if the appraisal comes back for $300,000, let's say, then that means that you're going to have to put money out of your pocket. So yeah. That's something that I prepare my client to say, hey, listen, I know you like this house, but this is – we're going to offer this much, but let's just make sure that you do have the funds to cover the appraisal gap if the appraisal comes back for less.
Wow. So why don't we start asking questions that you both can answer, sure. which would be kind of fun and dialogue together. So let's pretend I'm a homeowner considering selling my home right now. What's your best piece of advice for me? Why don't we start with you, Keely?
Okay. Okay, well, I don't want to be cliche and say get a real estate agent, but I feel like I have had a lot of clients that previously tried to sell their house, and then they call you in a couple weeks and they're like, okay, we've tried to sell our house and it's just not working. And just, I feel like sellers think they know their house, but they love their house a little bit too much, right? Like most sellers are like, oh, my house is worth $1 million. I'm being ridiculous. But I'm like, your house is actually worth $500,000 and you're never going to get an offer at that price. So I think it goes back to the emotional side, right? Like having somebody that's going to separate your emotions from the transaction and getting it done for you, and also protecting you, because you probably don't know all the ins and outs of a contract. So having someone to, you know, we like to go to our client's house and really look at everything, you know, what shape are the carpets in? Do you need to paint? Do you need to stage? I mean, all the things that you probably wouldn't think about as a seller, we help you do. So I would say find someone you trust. I think your real estate agent should also kind of be your friend, because you have to deal with them a lot, right? Like I talk to my clients every day. And if you're working with someone you don't like, it's going to be a horrible experience. So I like to say, if you feel like you could go out and get a drink with me, we'd probably be a good fit for each other.
So you also have to be transparent. You know, yeah. You also have to be transparent. Like a lot of sellers, like she said, you know, they think their house is worth $1 million, but once we go there, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're honest and you tell them, you know, exactly what it is and how it is, and you can build that relationship. For example, my last client actually wanted to list her house at $430,000 when the house value was actually $360,000. And I said, listen, if that's the case, then I'm sorry, but I got to tell you the truth. I would love to list your house for $430,000, but that's not the actual comps in the area. You understand? So she just went back and forth with me. At the end of the date, I said, listen, I can't list it at that price. You might have to get another agent. That's just, you know, I was being very blunt and transparent. However, before I said that, I explained everything to her.
Sure.
We listed at $360,000. Guess what? It sold for $430,000.
Oh, it did.
In less than 3 days.
Okay.
She wanted to list it at $430,000, but that was not the comps in the
area.
But
that's like the state of the market, right?
Yeah.
I think that's another thing is like,
so you
a
have
lot
to be reasonable when you price your house.
And sellers are like, oh, the person down the street got $100,000 over. It doesn't mean you're going to get, you know, so they have these expectations where when, if you don't get them an offer at $100,000 over, they're mad at you. So I think it's our job to say, you know, this is great for Joe down the road, but it might not happen for you. So let's just say this is a list price. It's going to be amazing if we get it. And I think we're just used to this market, and a normal market, you're lucky to get list price, right? Like you're
right.
Like, oh, I got list price. price.
And when I asked her, I said, where did you get this price? She said, my friend told me.
She's like, Zillow. Zillow
said,
is the,
she a real estate agent? No, okay, exactly. So it's always good to go to a professional before you decide on the pricing of your house.
So real quick then, what would... because one of the options a seller would have would be, you know, an all cash deal from any of the numerous all cash people
that
are out there.
Yeah.
So tell me why that would not be the wisest thing for me, the seller, and why it would be my benefit to use you guys.
Because they charge you a lot of money. They just word it differently, right? They're not saying, hey, you're paying us a commission. You're paying us a service fee. Okay, Open Door. It is the same thing, and they're probably charging you more. I mean, I've literally seen closing disclosures that they've paid Open Door or, you know, Zillow or any of these crazy big corporations so much money when our fee either would have been the same or less. And with market competition right now, why would you settle for that offer when you could get over asking and then you're netting more money? So I think it's just kind of a scam, but
right.
I'm very passionate
and
about
the
that.
Benefits of working with us is actually you get that personal touch, that personal relationship, as opposed to working with something robotic. I would say, I'm sorry, but that's how I see it. I'd rather get that personal relationship, you know.
I like to say too, real estate is on site and not online.
Yes.
Zillow doesn't see your house in person.
Exactly.
Right, like we go and we see your house, and someone's not gonna, like, I mean, people are making like sight unseen offers right now, but most people that walk up to your house, they're buying your house because they love it in person, and if it looks different than the pictures, that's a different story.
That's a different
so
story,
it's just it's on site, right? Like, it's not, most people don't just go online and click I'm gonna buy this house and they buy it. Like, they go and they see it, and that's the whole experience. So
excellent. So, you know, inflation is rising, and the interest rates have come up a lot in the last month or so. Have you seen that have any effect on the market so far?
A little bit, but I wouldn't say too much on my case. In my case, actually, we're still getting a lot of offers, multiple offer situation. Yes, the interest rates are, you know, increasing a little bit, but it's still kind of low, historically low. And there, I think there's going to be a stabilized market soon, which, you know, it's actually going to be very good. But I haven't seen that much of a change. I don't know about Kaylee, but
yeah, I would say not significant. I'll say I've had personal buyer clients that were priced out of some houses, because you do have to, this is why I recommend working with a local lender, because you need to stay on top of that, right? So I recommend they go back to our lender and say, hey, what is my quote now? Like, what am I going to close at now? Because you might not be able to afford the house that you thought you'd be able to afford,
right?
Or you might just not like the mortgage payment, right? Like, you might say, oh, that's an extra $200. I can't fit that into my budget. So I think it's important to just have a good team on your side. And I would say it's eventually going to be more normal, you know, and not so crazy as it has been. But you have to think about too, you know, there was a time when interest rates were like 8%, 9%, and people were still buying houses, you know. So I think it'll slow it down. But I think people that want to own real estate, they'll still always find a way to buy and sell. So
well, you know, I started in, I do commercial now only, but I started in residential. And when I started in residential back in like 93, I remember when the rates
I wasn't
for
the, even born, Brian.
What, wow, really? Isn't that scary?
It's been a long time.
You know, the silver hair here. But anyway, the I remember when the rates dipped under 7 for the first time, and I was like, they're never going to go this low again. I'm just refinancing people like crazy, because they had been 9, 10, 12, you know. And so one thing that I can say is that inflation tends to be beneficial for real estate. In the 70s, the stock market didn't move at all, but home prices almost doubled. And in California, they tripled. So, you know, inflation may not be a bad thing. And as long as the person can afford the payment, I do think it's something that, you know, they can look at it. You know, it may be a much safer play than, say, stocks, you know, for right now, actually. So, all right, prediction time. Crystal ball.
I hate this.
That's the best stuff, man. What do you guys see the market doing in 6 months or a year?
I think not slowing down to, like, it's not going to crash. I'm so tired. Yeah. This is what we need to talk about, because I'm so tired of everybody. I'm going to wait because the market's going to crash. This is not going to happen. I will say that in confidence, because I just feel like there's no way, even with interest rates rising, that we just don't have enough houses. I don't think we're going to have enough houses, especially in the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to become normal, more normal, and it's going to give us all a break, and we're not going to have to like give our arm and leg to buy a house. So very excited about that. But I do not think it's going to be, you know, there's not going to be foreclosures in your neighborhood that you're looking to scoop up. Like, I just don't think that's going to happen. So.
Yeah, like a lot of people are waiting for that crisis that happened in 2008. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my buyers, listen, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. 6 months from now, I still think that it's going to be the same. So if you're waiting to buy thinking that the prices are going to be lower, you're doing a mistake, making a mistake, so because it's not going to change.
I don't know about okay. your clients either. Like, I have buyers that were looking in like November, December and haven't found a house, and they're still looking, and they're like, geez, we wish we would have been more aggressive, because the interest rate we had was like under 3 and now it's like 5. Yes. So I think like if you are really wanting to buy a house and you're serious, do it now and get serious, because I don't think interest rates are going to go back to where they were, at least not in the next 6 months. So if you can afford it still with your new interest rate, I think like get aggressive and get into a house, because yes. I do think you'll still build equity this year.
Yeah. Well, what about apartment competition, though? All these apartments going up.
Do you know that it's hard to get into an apartment, too? I think the rental market is nuts as well. Like, I have clients that decide not to buy, and then they ask me for help with the rental. And, oh, my gosh, it's so hard. Not because I'm like, oh, I want to sell you a house, not help you with the rental, but they are ridiculous. Like, yeah. They're even the apartments, like, they're on wait lists for so long. And so it's like, you're going to wait for that, or you're going to wait to find the house. So I think it's really hard. But I think that's competitive, too.
It is. And I have a lot of clients actually paying a lot more in rental than a mortgage payment, you know? So they're actually seeing that, and they're reaching out, especially now that people are doing their taxes, because they're ready to buy a house. I mean, they don't want to pay $25,000, $3,000 on a two-bedroom apartment when they can pay that on a mortgage payment, you know?
It's going up.
Well, and there's no real tax write-off from the apartment, which you can write off your mortgage payment pretty much completely through depreciation and interest. So, okay, good. So, final thoughts, Keely, and then Mel.
Final thoughts. If you're looking to sell your house, you should do it now as well, because I think the way that buyers are getting affected, it's going to affect you too on the selling side. So if you do have equity in your home, which you probably do, even if you bought in the last year or two, you could have a good amount of equity. So I think just talk to a professional as soon as you can. And if you're looking to buy, buckle down and do it as soon as you can with your real estate agent.
Okay. How about you, Mel?
Well, I would say if you're ready to sell, this is a good time, because there's very low inventory, so you could get the best of your money. Don't wait. People always like to wait, but I don't think it's a good idea. So if you're ready just to make the move, go ahead and do it. So now is the best time.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, so Keely, tell us how to reach you. Give all your information for those listening.
Well, I love my Instagram, so if you want to follow me and DM me, that's like the best way to contact me. I'm always on there talking to people on my stories, because I'm weird and I'm fun. So my tag on there is Realtor Keely. And then, you know, you can always call me, text me, hit me up. I love to talk. Should I say my number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
is going to your clients.
I don't know. I'm like, you can text me if you want. We can chat, have a coffee. My number is 678-889-0589.
All right, Mel, how can people reach you?
Sure. So I still have a New York number. So it's Majeli 347-260-9657. To all the sellers and buyers out there, like I always tell people, my job is real estate, but my business is building relationship. If you're ready to buy or sell, please reach out. 347-260-9657. I do have Instagram, which I like more than Facebook. It's Majeli _then, T-H-E-N. That's my Instagram.
Then.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by Commercial Capital and Ty Fair Commercial Group. We offer new shows on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, so keep an eye out for those. You can find us on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts. You can also enjoy the show anytime by visiting Business Radio X, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Top Realtors of Atlanta. Thank you both. You guys are delightful. And on behalf of Commercial Capital and Ty Fair Commercial Group, I'm Brian Peart, and this has been Top Realtors of Atlanta on Business Radio X.